Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe. How are you going?
I'm well. How are you?
I am very well. We're sort of like the fuzzy jersey club up in the studio this morning.
Yeah, we are.
Everyone's wearing their big home knits.
Yep, I'm not. Not Tess, though.
You've got a cool Reebok shirt on, though, so.
Jacket.
It's a jacket.
It's not woolly. You no. Two, though.
Fuzzy.
You two are in a club.
We're in a club. Fuzzy Jacket Club. How are you going there?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good, having some silky oat milk.
Ooh.
Currently made by Tess.
It's all about textures this morning.
It is. Silky, fuzzy. And I've got some cool stuff to talk about, and a lot of it is local, which
awesome.
Is great.
That's really, really cool. What is going on?
Up first, there's an online event on tonight called Black Tree Bridge, which is a live reading of a play by Chai Ling Huang, who I don't know if she... Oh, she has come up to the studio before. She came up to talk about her play Sicko.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a powerhouse. She's one of the co-founders of Proudly Asian Theatre.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
She's amazing. And this was originally supposed to be in March, this live reading. It was cancelled because of COVID-19. Then it was meant to be 2 or 3 weeks ago, but they postponed it again in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement and protests, and it's finally on tonight at
awesome.
8 o'clock. And basically, Black Tree Bridge is about this woman who's searching for direction, and she finds a muse in a mysterious Chinese artist called Leo. Then he's found dead. This isn't a spoiler because it was the blurb for
okay,
the.
Fantastic.
I'm not just gonna.
And the end.
The end is that. But then, so she is sort of forced to look inward, and much like Sicko, it's very sort of. No one's seen it yet, but I imagine it's going to be quite magical and mm-hmm. fantastical, but like a healthy mix of that and then real things like people
awesome.
And relationships. And it looks really
cool.
And I'm really excited.
So is she just performing it read through on her own?
No, so it's a cast of people,
yeah.
And I imagine that they're reading it online. You can watch it. I think the best way would be to just go to Proudly Asian Theatre's Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and there's an event there, and you can sort of follow the instructions and find
awesome
the links.
Yeah,
cool.
And I think it's going to be available for 2 weeks after tonight as well. So
if you aren't
free tonight,
you can dip in later at your leisure.
Yeah, and hopefully when everything opens, we'll be able to go see it in the
Live.
Flesh.
Yeah, that will be really cool.
Which would be really, really awesome. I'm really excited for that one. Also, this actually happened quite a while ago. I don't know why I didn't see it or didn't talk about it, but the Basement Theatre had this great series of podcasts called the Disruptors Podcasts.
Mm.
And it's basically where creatives in Aotearoa talk about how they disrupt with their art.
Awesome.
So it's a good series of interviews. Sarita Dar, who was up for their show, I can't remember what it was called, but they came up and they're awesome. They have an interview with Alice Canton, and it's them interviewing each other. There's one with the incoming and the outgoing producer of residence at Basement. And then there's a big one with 4 people all talking to each other, which was about theatre life in lockdown, which was, I think it came out at the end of May, and they sort of bust the mist of needing to be busy, which I feel like was a
cool.
big theme.
Massive
over
theme
lockdown.
Over lockdown. Yeah.
And also talk about what conversations the world will want to have when we're out of lockdown. So it could be quite interesting looking back and
seeing
in retrospect and
seeing what's going on there.
If any of those cogs are shifting into gear. But that's the New Zealand content. It's nice seeing more stuff. Oh,
yeah.
The still was really
out.
Wobbly.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to fall onto the floor then. Oh,
just like
God.
So excited about New Zealand theatre, you just fall off your chair, Zoe.
It's a little trick we like to play on the guests.
Oh,
you know?
The wobbly still.
See how they cope.
It is really awesome.
Sorry,
that
no, apologies. I meant to switch those out, but here we are. Okay.
It is,
onwards.
It is really awesome that we've got some awesome local stuff coming out.
Yeah.
But have you got some international flavours for
yes,
us too?
Yes, my favourite, which was such a theme for all of the online theatre, but national theatre. I think they just released their last lineup of the shows that they're going to be putting on their lockdown at home, which I find so bizarre how like over in the UK where COVID is still very much a present force, that they're like all starting to wind down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, what
no.
are you doing?
No.
But anyway, so the play that's coming out today, comes out this morning, is Small Island, which is a recent one. It premiered in 2019.
Oh, cool.
Sold out. And the book that it's based on was written in 2004. And it was so interesting reading about it because the woman who wrote it, her parents migrated from Jamaica to England just after the Second World War. And they never spoke about it. And she finally got her parents to talk about it. And it was such a traumatic story that she was like, I have to write this down. Mm. And she did. And now it's a book and also a play. And the play follows the stories of three people who are looking... Oh, I don't know if they all come from Jamaica. I didn't want to read too much about it because I want to watch it.
Do you want to spoil it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But basically, it's sort of about Jamaican immigrants coming to Britain after the Second World War and the challenges that faced, and also... how people who were already in England received them.
Yeah,
and it sounds really interesting.
Yeah, very good, very timely. It has a content warning for some strong language, just because it was set in a previous period that's quite like racially charged with the language that they use. But yeah, it looks super cool, and you can watch that on National Theatre at Home's YouTube channel.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, I have a question about National Theatre. Are they keeping all their productions on the channel?
I don't
or do they
think
take them
I
so.
Think they just come off after a week.
Yeah.
You get a week
so you have
to
a
watch
week
it.
To watch it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just curious.
So we have a week to watch Small Island.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that, Zoe. They sound like three great things that we could dive into this weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
See you then.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you very much, Zoe. Right, we're going to be